Stress, the silent killer. Is stress good or bad? Stress is good, a stress, if one properly copes with the demand, stressors. It helps to improve performance and efficiency, be it at work or in life. It also makes one more alert about the activities indulged in, bringing out satisfaction, excitement and fun while at work. Stress is bad, the stress, if one is not able to cope with the demands stressors one faces due to the limited physical, mental and emotional resources. How does stress affect the body? Chronic unmanaged stress results in chronic illnesses at various levels, leading to physical, mental and emotional disorders. As per Marma Ayurveda, the chronic stress vitiates all the doshas, basic functional units. Vitiated doshas slowly affect the normal functions of the tissues and the organs. It also slows down the metabolic activities, resulting in the formation of ama, metabolic toxins, in the tissues and organs. Later, this leads to lack of immunity, various disorders in the organs and infectious diseases. Types of stress disorders. Stress can manifest in the various organ systems of our body. Cardiovascular system. The accumulation of ama, plaque, in the coronary artery can produce ischemic heart disease. It also increases heart rate, blood pressure, blood sugar and cholesterol. Immune system. Reduced metabolism and accumulation of toxins reduce the immunity of the body. This leads to various infections and organic disorders. Digestive system. Agni, digestive fire, reduces due to chronic stress. It creates acid reflux, heartburn, stomach ache, loose bowels or constipation. Respiratory system. Heavy breathing increases the oxygen supply to meet the demands of the body. Muscular system. Chronic stress tightens the muscles to protect them. This leads to chronic headache, cramps, stiff neck and body ache. Sex and reproduction. Men develop impotency due to loss of sexual desire, erectile dysfunction, oligospermia. This increases the risk of infection in the prostate glands and in the testicles. In women, it affects the menstrual cycle, which becomes irregular, painful, and they also experience heavy periods. Nervous system and endocrine system. Chronic stress ends up in anxiety or depression. It increases the production of emergency hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. This increases the blood pressure and the heart rate. Ayurveda management. Avoid causative factors stressors. Vipassana therapies. Relaxation therapy, like Shirodharma, Abhyangam, Shirovasta can be practiced, etc. Detoxification or Panchakarma therapies should be practiced. Perform Marma Yoga therapy. Practice Satsanga and counseling. Indulge in Saivavijaya treatments. Regimens. Avoid tea, coffee and aerated drinks. Avoid sour, salty and spicy food. Drink plenty of water. Protect yourself from the direct rays of the sun. Do water exercises like swimming. Walk under the moonlight. These, if practiced diligently, it can reduce stress to a great extent, making life joyful and help to live life like a free bird.